is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the salad crumble.
You know, just as the opening of the second hour started, I got disconnected. Sometimes, I mean, just at the very second. So I immediately called in on the landline. So all you guys that are helping us make this broadcast work, if you're working for the government and you decided that there were a problem for you, we're having just as much fun as you guys are. So please keep it up. And by the way, why don't you email me, and I'll love to put you on the air, and let's talk about how you guys work against the American people. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? I am. And we're broadcasting for the second hour from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. I'm at the farm today, and this is USAPrepares.com. Tom is engineering the broadcast, doing a great job, skillful job. We have been navigating between telephone and high-speed digital to connect. And thanks so much, Tom, for making all this happen. This hour, we're going to talk about leaving the big city of New York, moving to Montana, living off the grid without electric company power, without running water, in a cabin heated by wood in the middle of nowhere. Rick Sheehan's with us, and he is the author of the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-the-Grid Living in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
a little bit challenged, but having fun. Literally, just as I was to start the open of hour number two, I got disconnected. I mean, just at that very second, everything was fine, for maybe 15 minutes on the last segment of the first hour. But so we're back, and we're connected via telephone. And it's harder for the those who want to disconnect us to do it at this point. And you know, you're causing a lot of problems, Rick. Though you did it the first time you were on the air. I have to wonder if, because maybe they know, I posted on the website that you would be on, and you talk about GlaxoSmithKline, one of the companies that Dr. Norman Shealy calls the pharmaca mafia. So, maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's why you've hit two home runs by getting us disconnected and causing us all kinds of problems. But we're glad to have you here, and I think it's a badge of honor. So your book is One New York Man's Journey to Off-the-Grid Living in Montana. So literally, you do not have power that comes from a power pole or underground to your cabin, right?
That's correct. Okay. We make our own power.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have running water either, do you?
We don't have traditional running water, and as I wrote in my book, Vince, what we do is we have a 200-gallon water tank that we do a gravity feed to the sink, and that's how we wash our dishes. We fill it up with a garden hose every 8 to 12 days approximately from the well by using a generator. We have no interior pipes except for a maybe 7-8-foot PEX pipe leading from the 200-gallon tank upstairs that gravity feeds to the sink. We have no hot water heater, no pressure tank. And before we scare too many of your listeners about off-the-grid living, I want to make it very clear. I've been into a lot of off-the-grid homes. And I have what's called a 24-volt system. And if we ever get to the point, Vince, in my book where we discuss alternative energy, I can speak with more specificity on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a 48-volt system, I've seen people who live off-grid who have big-screen TVs, interior pipes, every appliance known to man. So it all depends on your lifestyle and the lifestyle you want to lead. You know, it really enjoyed everything about nature, and because of my the health issues I have with spinal stenosis and nerve damage and me losing so much strength, I need to move. I just can't do it too much, and I can't be too strenuous. But when you have a severe degenerative disease, motion is lotion. So this lifestyle actually helps. It keeps us humble. We have the ability to share this lifestyle with other people. And when I talk about off-grid, it's also about more about a country life, a self-sufficient life, self-sustaining, a life that's in nature. You don't have to do – everyone I know who lives off-grid, everybody does it different, Vince. Not one person does it the same way.
Well, it looks like you have a magnificent home. I mean, it's very, very nice. It's it looks like a log cabin style with a metal roof, and you've got a wood stove inside that you're heating with, and you've got a basement that you can double doors, and you can walk out the basement. You've got a magnificent deck, to view your surroundings. It's really, it looks to me like it's a vacation.
Well, it's my dream, it's in the dream goal category. And I've always wanted to live off grid. I've always wanted to live off the land.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody uses the term mountain man and stuff. And, growing up in the metropolitan area of New York City, which I left at 26 years old, I dreamed in my young adult years to live this way. And, my book highlights a lot of reasons from health to the physical abilities that you can regain when you lose strength or have a debilitating degenerative disease. There's so many benefits: edible and medicinal plants, growing a garden, having animals, privacy. Privacy is a commodity that most people don't even discuss today. So I have a goal to help at least one person every day, even if it's something real simple. And I just feel obligated to share this story, to share this lifestyle. And the message here, folks, isn't to go out and go into the boonies and live this way. The message is to think about what's coming down the pike financially, economically, socially, politically, and try to control a little more your own destiny. Now, maybe if you read my book or you listen to one of the radio programs I do, maybe you'll create a desire to learn how to fish or grow a garden or get some animal husbandry skills. I mean, there's so many benefits, and I can't tell you how much fun I have with this lifestyle every day. It truly is a dream.
Well, I live the same dream that you have, or very close to it, and I have a generator, and actually a couple generators, and diesel fuel, and I'm moving to exactly the same position that you're in. I want to be broadcasting from a off-grid studio. I'd like the entire studio to be off the grid, solar power, wind power, generator. And I want to be independent from being held hostage by my utility company, watching through the smart meter how much consumption I have at what point in time during the day and those kinds of things. I want the privacy. And when you talk about privacy, it really isn't discussed as much as I think it should be. I was talking to someone about Dr. Zanowski. He's going to be on with us. He's going to be one of our newest instructors. And we were talking about, moving to the middle of nowhere. And I told him yesterday how I built this house without any permits. I didn't ask anybody for any permission. I built a stone house, and we excavated it for 18 months. We're hammering, sawing, machines are running, making a lot of noise, here in the middle of nowhere. And nobody came by until, 18 months later, and then it was the government, that tax lady came over. She said, "Wow, I didn't know there was a house back here." So privacy is really, really important to me, as it is to you. And, I lived in California, fences were 6 feet, 7 feet tall in the backyard. The backyard might have been, I don't know, 40 feet wide. And, you know, everybody had, you know, privacy fences. It was horrible because, you know, we were all in our own little cages that we made for ourselves. And Linus Ertley is one of our instructors. He's been to New York City where he's done Superstorm Sandy insurance adjustment claims. That's what he does for a living. And he said, I couldn't believe it. I could touch two houses at the same time. You know, that close together that you could touch both houses.
That's not uncommon. I'll bet every state.
Yeah.
Even Montana has scenarios like that.
Well, he had not seen that before. You know, he lives in Missouri. He lives in, in rural, more rural America. And so, class, if you're interested in privacy where you can do whatever you want pretty much and not offend your neighbors by doing it, or, I'm sure that if you wanted to shoot off your deck, set up a target at 300 yards or 100 yards, you could just plink off your deck, right?
I do that all the time. You bet.
Yeah, yeah. And, that was one of the things that we wanted to do here at our farm. We wanted to be able to land an airplane, a small airplane, on our farm. We didn't want to ask anybody for permission. We just wanted to set up an airstrip. And we wanted to have a 1,000-yard range where we could shoot, rifles if we wanted at 1,000 yards or 500 yards. And we don't have to ask anybody for permission. We don't have to ask anybody, listen, just want to let you know, we're going to be shooting. Is that okay with you guys over there? No, we just do it. And that's kind of the way it is. So if you're interested in that lifestyle, I suggest you consider getting a copy of Rich Sheehan's book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And I'm going to move it up to page one as soon as the internet comes back in the studio, and so you can see. So, Rick, let's talk about, we're up to chapter number three in your book, and that's called The Rise of Political Correctness and the Fall of the Middle Class. Let's talk about that. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I can probably talk about that for a month. Well, I bet you every one of your listeners can probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, political correctness, there's probably hundreds if not thousands of subsets under political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what happened to me in my career with affirmative action quotas, victim group status, protectionist group status, I really highlight that quite a bit in the book.
Okay. Well, we're going into a break, and as soon as we come back, let's talk about it. Let's give some specifics. Rich Sheehan. We'll be right back. We're talking about political correctness. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I tried during the break. The internet was up for like a couple seconds. I tried to post Rich Sheehan's book on page one. I couldn't do it. I got disconnected again. So I will get it up there for you, class. And so political correctness. Rich, when you talk about off-grid living, you got away from the system. I mean, you're far away from it, so you don't have to watch it. And you can say pretty much anything you want to anybody you want now because you live in the middle of nowhere. And I'm sure a lot of people agree with you. So please continue the discussion about the rise of political correctness and the fall of the middle class.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, what you just said there, I don't care where you live. When I worked for corporate America, when I lived in New York, I felt the need to tell the truth. I feel Americans, and we should be prefer to be hated for telling the truth than be loved for blowing smoke up someone's butt.
Yeah.
And I use the term butt because I don't know if I could use the other word.
That's as far as you want to go.
Okay. And I got to back up here just a couple of seconds so people know the context of why I talk about political correctness, the fall of the middle class, in the book. When I worked for GlaxoSmithKline, I'm going to make a very long story short because the majority of the story is in the book in Chapter 2. And I tried to go part-time as a job share, and I had a private conversation off the record with a human resource representative, and they would not allow me to go part-time because I wasn't a female. And I was working for years with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. And because of all that driving I've done, I've lost, I have major nerve damage in my arms, my spine and my arms are 24/7 in some degree of pain. And I've lost probably about 90% of the strength in my arms because of this. So I'm a huge, huge proponent of not being judged by what gender you are, what skin color you are, or anything else, but of hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, tenacity, diligence, and principle. And we all need to have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities on American soil. And we don't. We have a special tiered system based on victim group or protectionist group status. Now, that being said, political correctness, it's not about the heritage and traditions that built our country. It's basically about social control through imposed etiquette. intimidating, threatening, bribing, shaming other people into conformity. And I have in my book here, I call it the Dirty Dozen Names, even though I have more than a dozen names here. But I label it as the Dirty Dozen Names. When you're speaking about true stories, the old media, which is the national media in a lot of people's minds, will label you with controversial, confrontational, angry, slash bitter, bigot, racist, sexist, misogynist, cynic, hater, homophobe, white supremacist, radical, extremist, butthole, conspiracy theorist, or they'll stick the word anti in front of something. And I think the American people are getting tired of it. At least I know I am. We need to call a spade because there's so much corruption and so much manipulation, and the powers that be are just trying to maintain status quo. And the people who are afraid to say the truth because they're afraid of being labeled with one of these names. And it should be unacceptable for the American people. You know, a lot of people blame America's division and reduction of the middle class on things like apathy, indifference, ignorance. And it's hard to argue with those. But in my opinion, the biggest reason for the loss of the middle class is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. In other words, the fear of telling the truth. And we need to get over it because everything, every heritage tradition that we have is going to be gone. And we need to start thinking with foresight. Because when we lose the ability to dream, work, achieve your goals, everything gets eliminated. You destroy the soul of a people, and we're basically living in an emperor has no clothes society.
Okay, well, let me mention something that's kind of near and dear to me, and you brought it to the fore in my mind. There's a guy out of New York City. His name is Bob Grant. Do you remember hearing of him? He's a radio broadcaster for many, many years. Bob Grant.
No,
his real name is
ultimate.
Bob Giganti. He was on WABC, WOR, huge stations in New York City. Well, he once discussed and mentioned that there was a woman who received a high-profile job, and he said, you know how she got that job? Well, she passed a gynecological and pigmentation test. He was immediately thrown off the air, and he was the hit of that radio station. He was the big voice of that radio station. So he paid a price for just saying those few words. He was politically incorrect.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheehan's with us. And we're talking about political correctness. Rich, I am not politically correct. In the 3 years I've been broadcasting, I've been fired 7 times. I've been threatened by a local high-ranking Missouri state representative, one of the second highest-ranking guy in the state. And this guy threatened to call a press conference of 63 media outlets, radio, television, newspapers, all that kind of stuff. And he said that he was going to tell everybody that I'm an anti-Semite, an anti-Zionist, I believe in UFOs and aliens, and that I'm advocating the violent overthrow of the United States government. And I said to him, go ahead. Now, some of that stuff is true. I am very interested in UFOs. I don't know what they are. They're unidentified flying objects. I don't know if they're aliens, but I am not advocating the violent overthrow of the United States government, and I am not an anti-Semite. So, you know, there are prices that we pay for being politically incorrect. The police have been called on me multiple times by a Baptist church, Ridgecrest Baptist Church. Jose Ballou is the pastor of that Baptist church in Springfield, Missouri. I got thrown off the air on a local radio station because a caller called in and said, "Hey, what happened? How come you weren't at that Sheriff Mack rally?" And I said, "Oh, geez, I was told I couldn't go. They'd call the cops on me if I showed up at it." And so he said, "Well, it's Ridgecrest Baptist Church. You know, you mentioned where it was." Next thing I know, I get hit with the velvet hammer by the radio station, and off the air I went. It was a combination of things. I talked about the Chinese factory outlet Walmart and what they're doing. And so there are, and not only that, I mean, it goes farther than that. Not only that, but a politician had sued me to shut down my expo the day of setup. We're setting up, and the freeze-dried guy's there setting his stuff up, and, you know, all our friends are there, our instructors are there. It was a big fly-in, 6,000 people were showing up each day. And this politician, I find out that I got to go to court in the morning while they're setting up because there's an emergency injunction to shut down my expo. I mean, that's how far these politicians go when you are politically incorrect. And you know what? I'm not going to stop. I am not going to stop. So why don't you comment on your thoughts about political correctness, Rich?
Well, I want to comment about what you just said.
Yeah, okay.
I believe if you say the truth and have the guts to say the truth,
mm-hmm.
People who do that should be revered versus politicians who get bought and paid for or paid off
mm-hmm.
to follow a certain status quo or a certain protocol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a government worker of any rank, whether you're in Congress, president, or even sweeping the broom in some, you know, local city government building, you have an obligation to serve. And that's it, period. I mean, you should not take advantage and exploit the people who pay your salaries to control them. I mean, these people have so much power now because so many people don't have the guts or the backbone to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes. And
in our little hamlet in Missouri, what the politicians here are famous for is if you have a problem with your road, a lot of us have gravel roads, so there's a vying for, hey, get that equipment over here and fix my road. I don't care about anybody else's road, but fix my road. And so political favors by shifting the machinery that's bought and paid for by the taxpayers of our little county is being manipulated by political favors by asking the elected representatives, the politicians, they become politicians, to use the machinery that we all paid for handing out favors. Politicians take something that they don't have and promise it to people. That's what they do. They are just a pack of liars, as far as I can tell. And I'm looking for an exception. I haven't found one yet, but I'm looking for the exception in that.
Well, this is why, Vince, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everybody. And there's certain things in my book, folks, that I'm really repetitive. In fact, I think I'm proud to say that I'm redundant on some of these facts because we can't have people have a special tiered system of rules, laws, and accountabilities. If we can just go by that one specific rule. You know, when I wrote this book, you guys, I thought more people were going to be interested in the how-to, the second half of the book, which describes everything from edible plants, alternative energy, gardening, hunting and fishing, all that type of stuff, hobby farm animals. And I can't believe the positive responses I'm getting from the earlier chapters, which answers the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient, like chapter 2, 3, 4, the death of the dollar, chapter 5. You know, it's amazing. These early chapters are overwhelmingly more popular than my lifestyle in the second half of the book. And I think it's because people are hungry for the truth. They get a breath of fresh air. I have, in this chapter that Vince and I are discussing right now, I have several examples from many different victim/protectionist groups of specific true stories.
Tell us one. Just tell us one of those stories. I think they're fascinating.
Gosh, which one?
Pick anyone. It doesn't matter. You've got like 10 of them.
I do. I think I even have more than that.
Well, you do. You do. But, okay, let's talk about the lesbian couple.
That's a real short one, but
well, that's fine. It's real simple.
Okay, it is simple. Okay, and I'm looking for it. So,
page 33. There's a lesbian couple that broke up. Okay, and they had a child, and so they broke up, and they're suing They're suing the man who supplied the donor sperm for financial support.
Yeah.
This stuff is nuts.
Yeah, and don't I make a comment in there? I still haven't found it, but I make a comment.
Page 33.
Yeah. What number is that, Vince?
That number 4.
Yes, yes. I just heard on the radio station from Fox News about a lesbian couple who recently broke up. Apparently the one getting the custody of the child is suing the man who supplied the donor sperm for the financial support. And then I make a little comment, hello, America, are you awake? And I don't pick on homosexual people. I basically mentioned every victim group status, including white males, and talk about nepotism. I think what we need to do is again, pardon the repetition, is judged by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, diligence, tenacity, and principle. And if we got a job and kept a job based on just those things alone, I think we'd be a way healthier country.
Well,
it's getting
okay.
to the point
I said,
that I got to make one.
Go ahead.
I got to say that, Vince, that these behaviors don't do anything but divide America. They absolutely do not create equality. It's just the opposite.
I've said to our children, listen, by the way, you know, when they're growing up, if any of you guys shows up queer, don't come home. Don't come home. And, you know,
well,
to me.
Well, you stand for what your principle is, and that's what built America.
Well,
you know,
I really meant it, and I also said to our children, look, any one of you guys gets tattooed, you know, you're out of the will. I mean, just there's no undoing it. You're out of the will. You do something like that, you're out of the will. If you're queer, don't come home. You're not welcome at my house. And I said, if we applied the concepts of being queer to being a plumber, there'd be leaks everywhere. So to me, it's not a lifestyle. It's a perversion. And I'll tell you, I hit one of my own buttons. And there's a guy that showed up at my house, okay? He voted for Obama. He thinks Obama's the greatest guy since sliced bread. He thinks he's doing wonders for the economy. A guy must have earplugs and blinders on. He must. He must have no idea what's going on. And I said at the meetup, anybody who votes for a regime that wants to steal from us, they're not our friends. They're not welcome at my house. Don't come over because you're not welcome. I'm taking a hard line on this, and it ties to political correctness. There is no political correctness. It's bogus.
Well, yeah, it's you know, that I really feel that remember when Obama mentioned he mentioned a phrase that if you didn't earn it or build it, I really think it's so recipients of affirmative action and quotas can feel like they're equal.
If you
look at race and gender relation indexes across the country since President Obama became to be, you will see that these numbers became way worse. And we're a divided country. I mean, you look at all this talk about the economy. If you look at job growth numbers in America, you eliminate part-time and government jobs, and then you incorporate in the formula all the underemployed and the people who have dropped out of the workforce, it's a disaster. And if we keep making our God political correctness, and I say our, I mean America's, there'll be no barometer of achievements, no competition, no success. We're just going to have an overly massive-sized government and oligarchies which basically feed off of each other. And the government gets more power and control, and the oligarchies get less or no competition because the small and medium-sized businesses, because of overregulations and control, will not be able to compete against the big companies. And it's going to destroy our middle class and destroy America.
When I was a teacher back in the 1990s, like 1993 in high school, I mentioned this before that we set up a manufacturing class where we did $1,200,000 worth of sales. sales, selling computers out of our classroom. It's a very large classroom. We're the first ones to do it. And we're talking about, you know, our company motto, the class motto. And I said, let me tell you what our company motto is not. It's not, we're no worse than anybody else. That's that's not our motto. So if you look at what's happening today in school, everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a prize. Everybody is the same. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Where is the competitive spirit to do a better and better and better job? And that's what we do at USAPrepares.com. Bert Shevens with us. And he wrote the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off the Grid Living in Montana. We'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go
to the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, get your paper and pencil out right now, please. I'm going to give you some phone numbers. We got just a couple minutes left and a couple things we have to do. So I'm going to give you phone numbers. I'd like you to make some phone calls. Very important. And let me just tell you, the city of Riverton, Wyoming, okay, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Group, Washington, D.C., has turned the entire town over to the Native Americans. They've taken a town in America and they've said, well, there's a 1905 treaty and we're giving your town to the Native Americans. They call them Indians. In the story, post is on the website, page one. Let me give you the phone number. I called them up. I invited them to be on the air with me. I called the city administrator, okay? And Stephen Weaver is his name. Here's his phone number. I suggest you call him and say, hey, why don't you go on the air with Fennelli and USA Prepares, and we want to hear your story. Here's his number, 307-857-7705. 307-857-7705. One more time, 307-857-7705. And also, I nominated Grace Thorne, a sixth grade teacher in Ryan, Oklahoma, as Teacher of the Year. She's been on the air with us, and she uses USAPrepares.com 2 hours a week to play us, our radio broadcast, to her sixth graders, 11 and 12 years old, to enhance their education. Larry Ninman is the superintendent. I've nominated Grace Thorne for Teacher of the Year in Oklahoma. Would you please call Larry Ninman, thank him for allowing her to be on the air, and also maybe you might want to second my nomination, 580-757-2308, 580-757-2308. That's Ryan Public Schools, Ryan, Oklahoma. And also, there's a meetup on Monday, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. John Moore will be there talking about violent climate change. He said it 3 years ago was going to happen. Here it is, no question about it. Even the old media is just starting to talk about it. Rich Sheban is with us. He's living in a cabin in Montana. He's walked away, maybe he ran away from the at a great speed to get away from the crazy society and the political correctness and all the nonsense that so many of us are forced to endure. Rich, your thoughts?
Well, actually, I didn't really run, Vince, to be honest with you. This was my dream, my goal.
No, I didn't mean.
Well, I know you didn't. I just wanted to make it clear for the for the listeners so they have it.
I didn't mean you were running away from something, but I meant you're looking at, you know, where you want to go, and it's great to be away. And I did the same thing. At high speed, I moved from the East Coast to Missouri to get away from the mess and exactly the things that the freedoms, the privacy that we can enjoy living in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Well, see, I feel, Vince, that the middle class is losing the opportunity to control their own destiny.
Absolutely.
Big time. Everyday freedoms, liberties, things like health, time. time. These are things that can't be bought back, okay? And I think every day the middle class is getting more depressed. You see weight gain. You see a lot of anti-anxiety, antidepressant drugs. You see these antipsychotic drugs, which are dangerous. I talk about them in my book. You know, we're getting to the point that all our Constitution, Bill of Rights, everything that's in the books is being ignored because of political correctness. Because civil rights policies were designed to ensure that Americans should be judged by individual merit. But now we're being divided by race, gender, and everything else. And these rights are defined as a life right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they're supposed to be held equally under law, and they're not. And if we have separate laws for people who have victim group status, but also the super wealthy, that leaves one particular group subject to major discrimination, and that's the poor/middle-class, white male, heterosexual, who has a Christian name. This is the only non-protectionist group. And this is why we were considered by a lot of people to be the divided states of America. We don't have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everyone in American soil. And amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights guarantee no state shall make or enforce any law that shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And we're supposed to have jurisdiction and equal protection of the laws, but when people are given special privilege through corporate structure and government entitlement, life, liberty, property, and even due process are being erased for so many middle-class Americans. And
you're right.
I'm trying to...
We're out of time. We're out of time. We'll do it again. Class of
Thank you, Ben.
Honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Rich, thanks so much.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.